Good morning, Edina.
Good morning, Ascoff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's grand to be a man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow.
That was great fun.
Didn't know we'd be saying goodbye.
That's true.
But feel so lucky to have seen Roger. This was back in September,
yes,
right?
Yes, that was a recording when you and I went to visit the A3O Club.
Mm-hmm.
The A3O Club consists of retired CCOers.
Right.
People who have worked here in the past, and some a very long time ago, and some in the near, most recent future.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger Erickson came to this. They meet, I think, either monthly or quarterly at the American Legion in Golden Valley.
Right.
And Paul and I were asked to come and say hi this time because of our new show. We were honored.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was overwhelmed by the invitation. I think I cried a little when Steve asked me to come, asked us to come, which was amazing. And we saw Roger Erickson there.
It was definitely the highlight.
Mm-hmm. He sang the Good Morning song.
Yes, he did.
With everybody.
He did.
Was emotional. And his wife and his daughter, of course, were there. We have his daughter on the phone right now. And it was an emotional time because Roger was slowing down.
Right.
But yet he sang the song with everybody else.
He still had that spark, though.
Mm-hmm.
And a big smile and greeted everybody.
That's right.
And it was just really good seeing him.
I know you are all thinking about Roger and his family and what you remember about him. And we're going to give you the opportunity to tell Paul and I at 5 o'clock. We're going to open the phone lines. You get to talk about Roger. But somebody who's definitely thinking about her father right now is Tracy Erickson, the daughter of Roger Erickson. And she's joining us on the phone. Tracy, welcome.
Well, good to talk to you guys again. I would say good afternoon, but in our house we say good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Well, Tracy, we're so sorry for your loss. I mean,
yeah.
It's a loss for the entire state. I mean,
yeah, but how can you look at it as a loss? That's how we're choosing to look at it today. And Dave Lee has done an amazing job, and Jimmy Erickson and all the news people and everybody at TCO today. It's like super glue for a broken heart. We have just been overwhelmed with all the memories, good stories, just the love of the people that he loved so much, because he really, really felt fortunate to work at CCO, loved everybody within that building, and most of all the people who listen to him every day. So, we're sad, but, oh, boy, I mean, the guy lived 8 lives in 89 years. So.
And we obviously know that your dad had slowed down in these last years and months, but it must have been fun for you, if you've been listening at least, to hear him at the highlight of his career talking.
Oh.
Right? Hearing that voice again.
Yeah. You know, the second it started at 5 o'clock this morning, it fills your heart. And so many people, even from the Associated Press, you know, they have to call and make sure that everything's up and up. And I was speaking to them and they said, you know, just hearing his voice brings me back to my childhood. And it's just like the AP ticker wire would make, you know, to me, it makes me feel that way too. But hearing the music for the Worst Jokes on Fridays and the Good Morning song and things like that, that's all memories. And I don't think people realize, I heard Chad talking about it with Dave earlier today. You know, Chad and I grew up in the walls of CCO, and it was such a unique time because the kids were around. They were like uncles and aunts. Joyce Lamont would make me cocoa on Saturday mornings. And Chuck Lilligren and I would talk about horses. And, you know, it was a family there, and it was something that, you know, you just can't explain. We worked at the fair. Tad and I worked at the fair, you know, passing out and talking to people as they would come through the building. And it was just a different time. John Quick was on today. He and I are longtime friends. Steve Murphy. What 10, 15-year-old knows the news guy?
True.
That's true.
So, you know, Rod's just made sure that we were embedded with the family. And it was just a really unique relationship that we got to experience along with them. So I'm forever grateful. So hearing those bits and thinking, you know, I was at school most of this time, or should have been in school maybe. I remember these, and I remember so much of him sitting and writing and talking about stuff, and just a fantastic memory.
Tracy, I know that, you know, your dad gave so much to the station and so much back to the state. How did this affect you growing up, family life? What time did he have to get to bed to be able to get up at that hour every day for how many years?
39 years.
39 years.
And Charlie were together, but I'm not sure if that was totally on the morning show. But when he was on with Maynard Spies, he would be on at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes would hear him getting up at 2. He would take about a half-hour long shower, so the hot water salesman guys were loved when he built a new house because they would put in the massive hot water heater. And he never really got used to getting up that early, but he did it, and he did it with a vengeance because he knew that people were counting on him.
Right.
And he'd get himself in there. He read 3 to 5 papers a day. He was a funny guy, but he was an intellectual guy. He and my mother, probably two of the most well-read people that, you know, you could talk to them about anything, politics, sports, entertainment, geography, you know, you name it. And they were just ferocious readers and wanted to learn more and more. And their adventures together across this globe, my mom and I started ticking off on it. There's an app on the internet that you can tick where you've been in the world. And it turned out they've covered the 88% of the globe.
Wow. That's amazing.
So CCO really opened that door with those on-the-go CCO tours.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Steve and I hated it because we got stuck with babysitters for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I remember we got the opportunity. I got brought in, and Larry Hague Sr. sat Steve and I down and said, if you two behave on this trip to Hawaii, you can go back again. And so, trust me, that was the only 2 weeks out of the year my mom actually could keep control of us.
Oh, that's sweet.
We wanted to make sure to get back to Hawaii with the whole listening crew that would go out on those. And a funny story, my husband's grandparents actually traveled with my parents in 1966, the year that I was born. I'm giving away my age. So, you know, there's so many people, you know, 6 degrees of separation there. So,
Tracy, we feel like we know your father because many people woke up to him every day.
Yep.
Is there something about your father, maybe a private something that you could share with us to give us a little more insight into who the man, you know, outside of the microphone was?
You know, the only thing I would say, everything that people are saying, like I said, it fills my mom's and my heart so much. And we thank everybody for all these kind words. Mm-hmm. But people would ask me all the time. They'd say, is he the same guy as you hear on the radio? And I'm like, nope. And they'd look and they go, really? And I'm like, yep, he's better. And he absolutely put his family first. He never missed a choir concert with his 6:30. You asked, Paul, sorry, 6:30 p.m. bedtime. He would come home from CCO, take a nap for a couple hours, have his pajamas on under his overcoat and come to my choir concert and, you know, get back home at 9 o'clock and then do it all again. He would never miss a baseball game of Steve's. He was absolutely there for us the whole time. But his dedication to his job was immense and to his family was twice as much. So, I mean, how lucky am I? Steve and I were both adopted. You know, I tell people I won the lottery when I was 3 months old because I couldn't have gotten place through Children's Home Society with a better set of parents, man.
Wow.
You know, a listener here sums up what I'm feeling, what I think most of us are feeling. Roger was totally pure joy. He made many a joyful moment for us all. Blessings to his family and friends.
He did.
One of many things I really respect about your dad, he took his job seriously. He took his role at CCO Radio very seriously, but he never took himself seriously. He was always self-deprecating, you know, that sense of humor and, you know.
He wasn't pitiful. He never wanted people to pity him. He had that unique ability of being humble without making people feel like he was less than. He did not feel that way about himself. He just thought that everybody meant something from, and I talked to Steve Murphy last night, and Ray Vicelio in the sales department, Steve Murphy in the newsroom, Roger Strom on the farm reports, Lynch on the weather. Everybody is a cog in that wheel that you couldn't drive that train without all those cars, and he knew it. He just got the glory and got the publicity for it, but he would come home and talk about these people, and this is why I know so much. You know, just being a young girl, because he really, truly just didn't say it. He meant it.
Beautiful.
The only downfall with being his kid is if you go to the state fair with him, you can't get from the CCO booth down to the Midway in under 3 hours. Everybody would stop along the way. And once we got down about the beer garden, then we were clear.
Good. Tracy, thank you so much for sharing these amazing memories. And you're so generous with your time today. We know it's a hard day for you and your family, but really we are so grateful.
After hearing all this great stuff. And kudos to Dave Lee. My dad would still be working if Dave wasn't so amazing to take his spot, because he truly, you know, enjoyed that space in the morning and would not want me to go without thanking everyone in the state and the Midwest, from farm fields to city offices to loading docks. He loved the fact that people were listening to him in the morning and that he could brighten their day. And Dave did a great job of keeping it up and making sure that nobody was sad today. So we really appreciate it. My mom really appreciates it. And thank you so much to everybody for all the outpouring of love and affection.
Thank you, Tracy. Give your mom a hug for us, all of us. Okay?
I will. All right. Take care.
Thank you,
Tracy. Hang in there.
Wow. Did they raise her right?
Yep,
wow.
Sure
what
did.
A fabulous, gracious young woman. She's really amazing. Really amazing. I'm getting teary. It's 3:22. We'll be right back.